Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. Well, medical school is quite a demanding life, but some students find time in their busy schedules to continue to excel. With me here this morning is one such individual. Scott Ulberg is a third-year medical student at Upstate Medical University and the winner of this year's Empire State Marathon. Welcome, Scott. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So this is so fascinating to me. I mean, you won the Empire State Marathon. Well, how did that come to be? How did that happen?
I think it's the culmination of 9 years of hard work and a bit of luck.
Really? So 9 years, you've been devoting yourself to running for 9 years. So obviously this predates not only medical school, but college as well.
Yeah, I began running seriously my sophomore year of high school. Mm-hmm. So I guess from that point forward, everything, all the running, I guess it culminates as it's training.
I guess what it'd be interesting to know. I think our listeners would love to know what motivated you at the outset to run. Were you also doing other sports that incorporated running, or did you just decide this is my sport?
A bunch of my friends actually were running. I had just had my left wrist reconstructed. I had fallen, and so I had had surgery. And I was like, I thought it would be a good thing socially, pretty much socially.
So it was something to share with friends.
Yeah, it was primarily just a way to hang out with friends.
Did you do it on a team in high school as well?
Yeah, I started running cross country, and then winter track and spring track.
So you competed even in the high school level?
Yes.
Then what happened in college?
College, I went to Stony Brook. I walked on their cross country and their winter track and, well, their indoor track and outdoor track teams. And I ran for them.
Wow. So were you successful at the same level all through, or was it something that it kept growing as you got more committed, perhaps?
So I'm not when you're in high school, the distances are shorter. The longest race is a 2 mile race or 3,200 meters. So if you don't have good leg speed, you're not going to do well. And I'm not a great sprinter. I don't have great leg speed.
So your strength is endurance,
yes.
Obviously.
It's always been endurance.
So you're a long distance runner, which is really different than a sprinter.
Right.
Right. So did you find that you continued doing that all through your training? I mean, in other words, you were doing some competition in college and in high school, but did you continue just increasing your mileage as a long-distance runner as time went on?
Well, to me and to a lot of runners who don't I guess we think that more is better, and it's not always necessarily better, but I've always been of that ilk, so there was always like some resistance to normal my coach would say, and I'd want to do more.
Interesting. Well, that obviously goes with your personality of wanting to excel. And clearly you would have had to have that personality to get into medical school and continue on. And the big question that comes up, obviously, I think in anyone's mind, is how did you find time in medical school to continue to train?
It was something that my grandfather was a doctor, and he told me I would never have time. And a lot of people told me I wouldn't have time. But in college, I worked my last 2 years between 30 and 40 hours a week. And
you mean worked at a job?
I worked a job plus school.
Oh, my.
And I ran track. And I just sitting around never really occurred to me as much of an option.
It sounds to me like if you want something done, give it to a busy person kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much. I do not like to sit still.
That's amazing. Well, so did you find as you continued, so once you got into medical school, did you find that the structure of medical school enabled you, hampered you, or and do you run every day?
I do run every day, unless I'm hurt or sick or something. Last week I took a day off. The first 2 years of medical school, my first year of medical school was just an adjustment because it was so cold up here, there was so much snow, and I'm from Long Island, so those are things I don't necessarily have to deal with,
mm-hmm.
but I got sick, but after being sick, I decided that running was just something I didn't want to have not in my life.
You didn't want to give it up.
Right.
Yeah, despite the weather. It's kind of like despite the postman.
Despite the weather.
Sleet, rain, snow, you're gonna be out there running.
Yeah.
Which I give you a tremendous amount of credit. So you do run every day. What's your average mileage?
When I'm training in the heart of training for the marathon, I'll run between 110, 120 miles a week.
Wow. Wow. What does it do for you? I'm always curious. I mean, apart from... obviously, they talk about endorphins or some kind of a high that comes from running. I mean,
so from a purely psychiatric standpoint, mm-hmm. Endorphins are like an endogenous morphine. So you get like, you know, a high, like a bit of like just happiness after, or elation after. But I know heart disease runs in my family, so it gives me the peace of mind that I'm doing what I can to try and prevent it. It also allows me, let's say I'm going for like a 15 to a 16 mile run, you know, it gives me like an hour or like 17 mile run, you know, it gives me almost 2 hours to like just think. And that's really important to me. I really value my time to just think and organize my thoughts.
It's like a centering thing, almost like a meditative thing for you. I would think, especially when you're getting into the longer distances.
It's all mental. It's all about thinking, even during races.
Interesting. So let's go to the race. Was there, besides all this intensive training and obviously the elation that comes in your case with it, I mean, I think a lot of people find exercise very challenging, and maybe it's the after effect, the afterglow that hooks them. And it sounds like that's kind of true too for you. But was there a strategy that you employed? And is this the first time you ran a marathon?
This was my third marathon. Mm-hmm. So I was actually disappointed at the time. It wasn't as fast as New York City last year. But
how did you do in New York?
Was I ran at 230. I finished 106th overall. But I ran at 237 and change. And I hadn't been expecting it. So that was a very nice surprise.
In New York?
Yeah.
So how about this marathon?
This marathon...
How many runners were there? Do you know?
I'm not sure how many runners.
Over 100?
Oh, yeah. Maybe over 500.
Over 500.
I'm not sure if it was close to 1,000 or
whatever. Yeah. Wow. So that's quite a field to compete against. So just quickly, what was your strategy?
No real strategy. I went out. I had seen the times from last year. I thought that I'd be close to the front. I went out. There was just a pack of three of us. Me and two other guys, they were talking the first couple miles of the race, so I was listening. And one guy had said that he only runs like in the like around 60 miles a week, and then he took off on me, and I just didn't think that he had and he was younger, so I didn't think his cardiovascular system was as developed as mine. I thought that if I just stayed conservative, I'd catch him, and I did.
So the point was, you just kind of held back and stayed. You ran your race, ran your pace, and then you were able to basically overtake.
Yeah.
At the end.
Well, I found that the marathon, unlike any other race, is more like how economical you are with your energy. It's like having a budget, like in the bank, and you have you've got a period of time, and you have you can spend a certain amount over that time. You're going to spend as little as possible.
That's incredible, and actually, it sounds like an interesting strategy for life. To balance and to find the right speed. I want to thank you so much. Do you quickly, in the little bit of time we have left, plan to continue to compete?
Yes. I mean, ultimately, I'd like to qualify for the Olympic trials for 2016.
Magnificent. Well, thank you so much for coming in. My guest has been Scott Ullberg, a third-year medical student at Upstate Medical University and the winner of this year's Empire State Marathon. I think we're going to hear a lot more about you going forward. Wish you all the best with everything you're doing. We'll be right back with after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.